President Bush and Senator Kerry have barely a week to prepare for their next face-to-face encounter, which will be a town hall meeting in St. Louis next Friday. Unlike their first debate, which was limited to foreign policy and homeland security, next week's face-off will feature questions from audience members on any topic. The final debate will be held in Tempe, Arizona on October 13th. That will focus on domestic policy. James Fallows is a national correspondent for The Atlantic Monthly who's been analyzing the candidates' past and current debating styles. Jim, thanks very much for being with us.
My pleasure.
Now, the last time we spoke in June, looking forward to these debates, you said that President Bush is at his best when he has the time to prepare and Senator Kerry is at his best when under terrific pressure. What more do you think you learned this week about their strengths and weaknesses as debaters?
I think that basic formula still holds, and the second half of it involving Senator Kerry was borne out. He became what he's like in his best debates, where he seemed both intense and relatively relaxed. What we saw for the president was kind of reverse confirmation of the formula for his success. In all the previous debates he's undertaken, he's come in there well-drilled to make his couple of fundamental points, to connect them to the questions he's asked, as opposed to simply having those things to say and nothing else. So I think what we've learned is that he will need to start working on this over the next couple days.
Is being perceived, though, to win a debate necessarily tantamount to being in a position to win the election? I mean, aren't voters capable of saying, yeah, maybe that guy was better on debate, but I'm still voting for the other fellow?
Sure, that distinction exists. However, historically, there have been turning points in debates, especially in circumstances like this, when an incumbent president is running for re-election and a challenger has been coming after him, where the appearance of the two men side by side on the stage can have an effect, allowing the challenger to be taken seriously as a contender or as a potential president. The analogy that is strongest, I think, is the 1980 race between Jimmy Carter, then the incumbent, and Ronald Reagan, who until the first debate had been both behind Carter in the polls and portrayed by the Carter people as this kind of lightweight extremist movie actor from California. And the fact that he was able to stand next to Carter and seem like a plausible alternative presidential candidate equipped him for a different kind of run. And I think Senator Kerry may have enjoyed the same success.
Town hall meetings, a format that's coming up, put the candidates in front of so-called ordinary voters in front of an audience of something like 60 million people. What qualities do they have to exhibit in that kind of arena?
Well, there's a kind of, you know, person-to-person affability, which you would certainly count in the president's favor. Working against the president is both his family's own horrible history with town hall meetings. That's where George Bush the elder glanced at his watch when debating against Bill Clinton. There's another factor which is slightly problematic for the president, which is the ordinary people's audience ask questions. You can't be as sure what they're going to be about. And so it's about the price of milk, or it's about some kind of local issue. So that's something that has some pitfalls for the president in particular.
What about Senator Kerry? I mean, the phrase common touch is not ordinarily associated with him.
No, that's true. And I think, strangely, based on his track record, the main danger for the senator as he prepares for the second debate might be overconfidence or getting cocky. And even though he's still, as you and I speak, behind in most of the polls, I think he must have recognized that he put on a better performance in the first debate than many people expected, and then the president did. So I think the main thing that I would imagine his counselors are telling him is don't let up for a second, because the president will be back in a much stronger form than you saw the first time.
Mm-hmm. In St. Louis, the audience will submit questions before the event. They have to stay with the question that they asked. They can't follow up or react to what one of the candidates said. Is that format really a debate, or does it have more in common with the question and answer period in the Miss America pageant?
That is a wonderful analogy, which the Miss America questions, which I wish I had thought of when I was writing my article on this theme. You're seeing both how people present themselves in terms of their personality, how they can react to the questions coming at them, and how they can gracefully use the question that's posed, both to deal with the specifics and then to use it to introduce the larger themes about their policies, their character, et cetera. The only thing that makes it different from Miss America is the Miss America contestants presumably are not making catty comments about each other in public, whereas I think that the presidential candidates can.
You mean unlike Miss Indiana, I believe, that sort of thing, yeah.
Yeah, unlike that miserable slut, yeah, I'm going to be a good Miss America. So the presidential candidates can use their answers to draw both positive and sometimes negative contrast with the opponents.
James Fallows, national correspondent for The Atlantic Monthly. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you.
I understand everybody in this country doesn't agree with the decisions I made. and I made some tough decisions. But people know where I stand. People out there listening know what I believe, and that's how best it is to keep the peace.
I can make America safer than President Bush has made us, and I believe President Bush and I both love our country equally, but we just have a different set of convictions about how you make America safe. I believe America is safest and strongest when we are leading the world and when we are leading strong alliances.